officer-involved shootings have turned American cities like Ferguson, Missouri, into household names, shorthand for a community at war with its own police force. The city of Bloomington's new Public Safety and Community Relations Board is a preemptive strike against becoming the next Ferguson. The city council created the advisory board nearly 5 months ago. It held its first orientation meeting Wednesday. Members Art Taylor and Jeff Woodard are ready to go. Like the other five on the board, Taylor and Woodard bring a lifetime of experience to the table. GLT's Ryan Denham asked Taylor what they hope to accomplish.
The fact that we have had no incidences in Bloomington or Normal that rise to the level of what has happened in Ferguson and other locations, Rockford and some larger towns, is a testament to community interaction, not only with police, but with the community. I've always viewed this board as one of inoculation, to help prevent the measles you get in a measles inoculation, same with the chicken pox and things like that. And when we've developed dialogue that I participated in, I've helped facilitate, attended many meetings and gatherings here in the community to have discussions between the community and with the police. Those are all forms of inoculation that help have conversation between what may be seen as differing entities, when in fact we're all part of the same community. So the board that Jeff and I are about to set foot into, I think it's another opportunity for us to continue the dialogue.
Art, can you talk about your own history working in civil rights and how that informed your wanting to serve on this particular board?
Before I retired at State Farm, the last position that I held was that of Diversity and Inclusion Director for Claims Services. And that was an opportunity for me to share my passion for diversity and more inclusion than diversity, to include people in conversations that are sometimes difficult to have. So dialogue is something that I kind of focused on, particularly the tail end part of my career. I've been involved with some of the projects that Not in Our Town has been involved in, and of course, back in college, I was a student activist. But more than anything else, the positions that I've held in the business world lent itself to being the only. And when I say the only, that is what it meant. I would sometimes be the only African-American manager or the only African-American participant in a dialogue session that would give me the opportunity to share my experiences and to listen for the experiences of others to help encourage commonality and dialogue around difficult topics sometimes. And I always viewed my participation as one of education, as well as delivering experiences that others may not have had, and worked myself by a set of norms that would include listening and allowing others to share their stories, and for those stories to be true for them. And as part of what I hope to bring to the board is one of listening and one of participation and inclusion to make sure that others' voices are heard, as well as helping to bridge some gaps between understanding.
One of the board's official duties is going to be adding a resident perspective to the evaluation of civilian complaints, including the timely, fair, and objective review of those complaints. How does that actually play out, do you think? Do you review every complaint that comes in? Is it just only if a problem arises with the resolution of a certain complaint? How do you think that'll actually play out in practice?
You know, that's a good question. We haven't had our first organizational meeting yet, so as to the setting of bylaws and how the group, how the board will work to set up ground rules for how we will proceed. All of that is kind of fresh territory for us. So I feel a little uncomfortable trying to answer that question. What I envision, however, is our board being able to take complaints from citizens in the community when maybe an event or a stop or something maybe went the wrong way, and be able to process that and investigate and be able to bring some information to bear that could better answer that complaint. We are more of an advisory board, so we're not really into change police procedures or anything like that, but to help create better understanding of what those processes are in place and how they can best be communicated to the community for better understanding. I kind of see that as our role.
The other five members of Bloomington's new Public Safety and Community Relations Board are Robert Bosquez, Sally Rudolph, Jan Lancaster, William Bennett, and Serena Fish. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.